Are you ready for a second cup of the morning blend? Here's David and Brenda.
Oh, I am most ready for a second cup, David. Mm-hmm. In fact, I still have my first cup waiting for me on my desk. You've been having to reheat your cup a couple of times today.
It's gotten cold a couple times there, but I'm good.
I can only reheat a cup once, and then that's it. Yeah. If it goes completely cold, though, down the drain and fresh cup for me.
All right.
Well, it's a most wonderful time of the year because we've been talking a lot about seminarians going back to the seminary, kids getting ready, parents having to do a little bit of shopping list. We talk a lot about one of our favorite back-to-school commercials. See if this reminds you anything.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's that time of year again.
They're going back. It's back to school time at Staples. Over 7,000 supplies at guaranteed low prices.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I mean, that was... Of all commercials, I mean, that could have been a Super Bowl quality commercial. I mean, it just resonated with parents all across the country.
Throwing items into the shopping cart as they were dancing down the aisles.
Is that fantastic? Anything they want. And for our teachers, I tell you what, I used to say, whatever you want. You want a new microwave in your room? Let me go get that for you because you're on the verge of taking care of my kids and teaching them for the next 9 months.
That's right.
God bless all of our teachers. It was a great opportunity also to talk with a Catholic school teacher and about, you know, that teacher burnout that they feel and how to renew themselves using the gospel message. So
I was wondering, too, do they still hand out, like with your kids in school, at least your son, school supply lists? Like, here's what you need?
Definitely in elementary school and middle school, I did have those lists. Once they get to high school, all bets, you get what you need.
Yeah.
And so I'll probably, we have the basic supplies. You know, at this time of year, I got real crafty, especially when the kids were in elementary school. I keep it up now. Is this time of year, everything is on sale.
Oh, yeah.
So you get more than what you need. And then I have a bin in my closet. So then at the end of the school year, things that were still good, that could be used again, that got unused, well, everything went into that same bin. Mm-hmm. So they can go in there and rate it periodically and get the things that they need. But definitely the list is important in those middle school years. Catholic schools add a few extra things. There's Catholic student Bibles that they need to have available to them, plus anything else they're going to need. It's an unusual year, so I spent some time doing a little surfing to see what kids this year are going to need.
Right.
It's a still this COVID continues.
Oh, yeah.
It really does change what kids are needing this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I went online, and in fact, this website, wirecutter.com. Isn't that great?
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. They have some advice to help you choose the best supplies to make what could be another rocky year go a little bit more smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about if they are completely doing homeschooling, online early learning, if they're back to school wearing masks, you know, hybrid. I mean, all of those things are going to need to be considered. So they have some ideas of what you're going to need depending on your circumstance.
Right.
So first of all, they said technology is important.
Yeah.
Computers, tablets, laptops, all of those are important, and they're not necessary. Even if you're not doing distance learning, kids today, they need computers. Even young kids do. They are quite adept at using online platforms. Google Classrooms is where they're getting their assignments. They're turning them in through the computer and internet. So make sure that your computer is up to date, the laptop is ready to go, and that your home Wi-Fi is ready to handle them again.
That's doing a big deal.
All of that online work, right? The next thing on their list is keep in mind their backpacks or bags that they're going to be bringing. Because one, if they're going to be hauling a computer back and forth, you got to make sure that there is room for a cushioned area for their laptop computer.
Right.
Or Chromebook. I know many of the high schools are handing out Chromebooks, so they got to take care of those. You know what I love? I wish my purse had one of these. Mm-hmm. My son's, his more recent backpacks, they all have kind of a hard kind of top compartment for a cell phone.
Ah.
Because, you know, backpacks get thrown on the ground.
Sure.
The cell phone's in there. Somebody steps on it. you want to make sure that your cell phone is protected.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, when you talk about all the technology, and I'm thinking about back in our day, mm-hmm. you know, and you'd have yourself a new ballpoint pen or whatever to, or pencils that you needed for school. Now, with all the technology, I mean, do they even do penmanship anymore? Because your keyboard yeah. and everything.
Absolutely. I think that many of the public schools have stopped teaching, yeah, cursive writing.
Yeah.
Because they are typing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very interesting how things change.
Yeah, it's
that
amazing.
Was a whole class.
Oh, sure.
Another one to start looking at and testing out, it's incredible, face masks.
Oh, yeah.
So kids have to wear, if they are going to school in Washington or Oregon, they have to be wearing the face masks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rule. So there are different, we've found out over the years, the homemade ones, the new, you know, kind of ones that you can buy. And now there's ones that are really, they've done quick technology to figure out breathing in and out if they're playing sports or on the playground.
Yeah.
Which ones work best? Which ones aren't going to bother your ears?
Mm-hmm.
You wear a face mask all day long?
It's a great point. For me, too, my biggest issue sometimes with the face mask, because I wear glasses, my glasses always
fog up.
Yeah.
Right? And now they have actually wipes, which is the next thing. School mm-hmm. supplies, those include surface cleaners, wipes, disinfectants. Those are the things that kids are having to bring now. There's wipes for your glasses that help keep them from fogging up.
Yeah, I need some of those.
Yeah, and not so much. And you think that those little flash drives that you stick into your computers, mm-hmm. those were all handy? Not so much anymore, because again, everything is being handled online mm-hmm. through Google Classrooms, and the kids just save their project. They get home, they log right into it, and it's all right there.
That's something.
How quickly yeah. those things have changed.
Things change.
Yeah, so, well, and you know what they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right.
Not with technology, that's for sure. And then lastly, some of the things they'd still remind you about, distance learning tools.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your camera, your little camera on your computer is working.
Right.
Or do get one. Remember last year when everybody went home, there was a run on the video cameras that connected to your computer.
That's right.
Because everybody was working from home. And for parents, this is a godsend, a good set of headphones.
Ah, yes.
Right? And really, I think headphones better than ear pods or
right.
AirPods or
yeah.
whatever. Because the inside, I notice at least, we wear headphones mm-hmm. here so our ears don't get tired. You wear ear pods for a long time,
yeah.
the inside of your ears start to hurt.
Yeah, that's a great point. Just having the big headphones right over
yeah,
the top.
Yeah, right over the top. They work really well. But that's what's going to really save you from having to hear everything that goes on for your children who are distance learning still. So,
how things have changed when we think about our day, when, like I said, the pens and the pencils and the erasers and... I mean, you just don't see. I mean, I'm sure you still need some of those items, but...
Your favorite protractor? Yeah, you still need a protractor,
my protractor, David. That's right. Calculator, slide rule, whatever it is.
So anyways, with all that is going on, I think that we are prayerfully happy that our children are going back to school. We pray for their safety
mm-hmm.
and that they all have a great school year. They are going to make the most of this last week before they got to head back to the classroom.
That's right.
So we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.